It is Tuesday, July 15th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Creepy crawly news of the day.
All right.
Well, the libraries are having creepy crawly adventures this week.
Mm-hmm.
The Fayetteville Public Library at 1 and 2 on Wednesday has Animal Tales, which is an animal education organization from Kentucky. And they will have sort of a show and tell of all sorts of exciting creepy crawly critters. Birds, reptiles, amphibians, mammals, even some fish.
Okay.
And then at the Rogers Public Library, the same day at 2 o'clock, they will have Park Ranger Alan Bland on hand to talk about reptiles.
All right.
So it's a creepy crawly week at the library. And if you don't want creepy crawlies on those 2 days, and I could get the page turned to read my notes, there's Birds of Prey at 10 o'clock Wednesday at the Rogers Public Library with Lynn Scombato.
I keep meaning to get one to go to one of those.
Amazing.
I know.
They're amazing.
There's also a reason they don't schedule the Birds of Prey and the reptile shows on the same day at the same library. It could end
you think?
Very poorly, yes.
Dan Scoff, the KNWA meteorologist, is at the Springdale Public Library at 10 on Thursday to talk about weather. And there's Family Music with Fork and Knife at 10:30 Thursday at the Fayetteville Public Library.
I like them.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard them.
Oh, they're great.
Folk, I assume?
Old time.
Yeah.
You know, historic, old time, but played with such enthusiasm and vigor. And they're such sweethearts.
There's so
they're
much great
folks.
Music. So it should be a good week if you're a kid or can sneak out of work.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.